The recent fighting between Israel and Hamas came amid shifting opinions here in the U.S. about the broader conflict there. Support for the Palestinians here in this country has been growing, which has been a goal for activists in the pro-Palestinian movement. And for years, they have had support from Black Lives Matter organizers. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, these two movements are connected by a complicated history.
In streets across the U.S. in recent weeks,
Free Palestine!
Many Black Lives Matter activists have joined calls against Israel's occupation of the West Bank and the U.S. alliance with Israel, including Zelly Thomas.
What we're seeing right now is nothing new, but carrying on the Black radical tradition.
Thomas is an organizer with Black Lives Matter in Paterson, New Jersey.
We've known Malcolm X speak in support of the Palestinian Liberation Movement, the Black Panther Party, Angela Davis.
In the 1950s, Malcolm X was among the first Black activists to speak out for the Palestinians and against Israel. That began during his time with the Nation of Islam, when he sometimes talked up anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Later, Malcolm X went to Gaza and visited Palestinian refugee camps months before his assassination in 1965. It helped set the stage in the U.S. for Black Power activists to spark a major flashpoint more than 2 years later.
War in the Middle East. Israeli forces drive.
After the 1967 war ended with Israel defeating Egypt, Jordan, and Syria, and as this Universal Newsreel reported,
capturing the West Bank of the Jordan River and occupying the old city of Jerusalem.
That marked the start of Israel's occupation of the West Bank and other territories, and it marked a shift among African American activists, many of whom supported Israel's founding as a homeland for Jews, including survivors of the Holocaust. But after the 1967 war, a different perspective was becoming more visible.
It was a real turning point.
Middle East historian Michael Fishbach is the author of Black Power and Palestine. The book details a controversial article that was published in the newsletter of one of the most influential organizations in the civil rights movement, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. The SNCC article described the Palestinians as, quote, victims of Zionist, British, and U.S. aggression. Fishbach says it represented a reframing among Black Power activists of the Middle East conflict as part of a worldwide struggle against colonialism and imperialism.
It became much easier not to see Israel as, you know, the brave little republic farming in the desert, and instead see it, in their view, as a Western-sponsored interloper, a colonial settler state that had dispossessed a people of color.
The 1967 SNCC article was criticized for its rhetoric and drawings that evoked anti-Semitic tropes, including a dollar sign inside the Star of David. The newsletter's editor insisted that image was supposed to symbolize the close relationship between the U.S. and Israel. That alliance, Black Power activists argued, made the U.S. government a common enemy for African Americans and Palestinians.
The present discourse that criticizing Israel or Zionism is somehow anti-Semitic really does, I believe, date from this time period, because it caught so many people off guard in the strongly pro-Israeli community.
This is a moment when Black identification with Zionism as a striving for land and self-determination gave way to a radical critique of Zionism.
Robin D.G. Kelly is a historian at UCLA who studies social movements and is an advisory board member of the U.S. Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel. Kelly says there were other factors for public criticism of Israel in 1967. It came out of a summer of unrest in U.S. cities and growing frustration with the gradual gains of the civil rights movement. In the decades since then, Kelly says,
the number of African Americans in solidarity with Palestine still represented a minority. It was never the majority.
In recent years, organizers have been trying to rebuild momentum. Kelly and other Black activists have visited the West Bank to see how Palestinians are living.
When I see them, I see us.
In 2015, the Black Palestinian Solidarity video compared the Palestinian struggle to the fight against police brutality in the U.S. It's a kind of comparison that's drawn pushback from some Jewish groups like the Anti-Defamation League. Still, Kelly says social media helped forge a connection when protests erupted in Ferguson, Missouri after police killed Michael Brown, as war raged between Israel and Gaza, leaving more than 2,000 people dead, mostly Palestinian civilians.
That connection really, in some ways, concretized a much stronger African-American and Palestinian solidarity than I think we've seen even back in 67.
How the movement for Black Lives expressed that solidarity in 2016 set off another controversy. Its political platform called Israel, quote, an apartheid state, and argued that by providing military aid to Israel, the U.S. is, quote, complicit in the genocide taking place against the Palestinian people, unquote.
That type of rhetoric tends to ring the fight or flight bells of most, but not all, but most Jewish Americans.
Jacques Berliner-Blau is a Georgetown University professor of Jewish civilization.
They'll either run away from the conversation because they find that type of oratory so over the top or so offensive, or they want to contest it.
Berliner-Blau says this kind of feedback loop has been on repeat since some Black activists started speaking out against Israel and for the Palestinians. Still, social media images and video of last month's war brought many Black Lives Matter activists in the U.S. to the streets.
We all in this together, all intertwined.
As Nene Taylor of Washington, D.C. told NPR producer Connor Donovan outside Israel's embassy.
You've been to a bunch of pro-Palestinian solidarity protests before?
Yes. Since it's been going on down at the White House, here at the embassy, I mean, because I've been organizing with Black Lives Matter D.C. for 6 years.
Taylor has since formed another group that's part of the Decentralized Movement for Black Lives. Bethlehem Yurga, another demonstrator, says the time many spent quarantining because of the pandemic helped boost support for the Palestinians.
And that brought people time to really dig deep into what connects us. And through that, the Great Awakening is showcasing that oppression is oppression across the world and that we're uniting against it.
It's a conversation from the Palestinian perspective that Zelly Thomas of BLM in Paterson, New Jersey says has often been missing in mainstream media. And now, after the police killing of George Floyd, more people are speaking up.
This conversation is really given space to say that, you know, I do not agree with what's going on. And we created a space where now it's okay to criticize Israel. And more people are able to do that more freely than even 2 months ago.
And the ceasefire, Thomas says, has not changed BLM's solidarity with Palestinians still living under occupation. Hanzi Luong, NPR News.